Welcome to Outs Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Outs Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in.
Woohoo! We are so very grateful for our last episode. We were so excited about it to have our guest of season two, and our guest was amazing. Peach was amazing. So today's episode will be a follow-up episode. Now that we've had time to one, re-listen to the episode and kind of gather our thoughts. And it's been interesting.
It has. I've actually had witnessed some of what she said, especially when she was talking about the violations.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess when you really pay attention to stuff, you know how they say ignorant is bliss. So when you actually pay attention, you're like, that's what she was talking about, because I had made a post and I deliberately added the coin cot, right, as a support. And on my page that I had a bunch of view, I have a bunch of following, my largest following. They took the post down and violated me and said it was against TikTok.
TikTok
community guidelines. There we go.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It was against their community guidelines. And then they sent me a list of things that had to do with their community guidelines, like violence and yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, that post had absolutely nothing to do with any of those things. So I reposted the same video, but I took off the hashtag and it's still up and running.
Okay.
No violations. But they actually gave me a violation and I couldn't even appeal the violation. That's the other part too. They took it down, gave me a violation, but wouldn't let me appeal the violation. And I was like, but the same video is on our Outs Now, and it's also on my other page that does not have a really large following, and it's been up there, no violations, no nothing. So yeah.
And mine too. And you're referring to the hashtag. So the hashtag is hashtag CoinCot. And you know, I didn't receive any violations. But I don't have that many. Like, I have 2,500 followers. It's really not a lot for the TikTok standard, if you will. So I did use the hashtag, but I didn't get any community guidelines violations. But one, I don't really buy a lot of coins. Like, I do sometimes, and it's only for, I use it very sparingly. I don't use it for just anybody. It has to be someone that I follow on a regular basis to buy coins and give those coins. But I don't, and again, I don't have that many followers where I'm not making TikTok money like that. So they have no reason to mess with me. So even when I used the hashtag, they didn't violate, they didn't flag my page or anything like that. But your account, it does. Like, it's making TikTok money to a sense, right? So they would.
They definitely. I think I said that when we was doing the initial episode that I do not, I don't do coins anyway, but I do have my TikTok shop where I have made some money off of the TikTok shop. And I've noticed that it has been a decline in how much money I make. Remember the first time, and I know you remember because I was like, yo, I'm kind of scared to touch this money.
Remember? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to
touch this money. I remember.
Like, I don't know if it's like really like legit. And, you know, but I have not made anything like that since, I want to say, Christmas.
So, I think that they changed the algorithm again. I think they may have done it right before, around the time that you're talking about. But I did see there was an update. And then I posted like maybe they changed the algorithm. I don't know. But the two subsequent videos that I posted after the hashtag CoinCot one, now on the average, I'll get maybe 200, maybe 300 views. My two subsequent videos got like 60 or 75 views.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely something.
Definitely some truth to it.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting, like, I have a healthy fear, not an unhealthy fear. Like, I appreciate social media. I appreciate TikTok because it's actually quite rather fun. Because, like, just the last week, I was somehow engrossed in that Risa Tisa. If you guys don't know,
girl.
Hashtag Risa Tisa, you and who the F did I marry? But really, so who the fuck did I marry?
Girl.
If you have not, go ahead and watch it. I think I'm going to post a video about that because after I saw the whole series, I was like, I have so many thoughts, or two really big thoughts. But I was kind of engrossed in that. So I haven't really been like, I forgot where I was going with this. Fuck. Okay. Yes. I appreciate, you know, so there's some really great content creators when it comes to TikTok. So for entertainment purposes, but it is a dangerous place. And, you know, this is not fear mongering, right? It's legit. Now, I didn't see anyone talking about their, you know, Pete, she talked about a certain content creator that was doing something that was very disgusting. And I can't repeat it. But if you have people going on live, certain things, saying things about children, that's where it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you have people part of a certain organization that's a racist organization, that's where it's dangerous. Because, you know, Pete did not refer to this, but the way I see it is, if you got someone from a racist organization who spews hate, if they're doing it like on a computer, how easy is that to translate into real life? Which it seems as if it happens, right? Because people getting doxxed. Like, who does that? Who has the time to sit down and say, let me figure out where the fuck this person lives because I don't like what you're saying? Who does that? That's where it gets dangerous. And if you don't know what doxxing is, let me get the formal definition. But like, I didn't know what doxxing. Did you know what doxxing was before TikTok?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. So the official, according to Oxford's dictionary, doxxing is the action or process of searching for and publishing private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet, typically with malicious intent. So that's what's doxxing. So like posting someone's town that they live in, address, family members, that's doxxing. That's not okay. That's not okay.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like we have, you know, we've now experienced, now me not so much, but like you have experienced what TikTok can do when they don't like what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I have seen, and I know you've seen it too. I've reported certain things and I'm like, why did this come back as a non-violation? Like some, and to use the TikTok language, it's YT. And if you sound those two letters out, it's going to make a certain sound. So that's what a lot of people on TikTok will use, because if they, the YT kind of sounds, now again, we're not targeting anybody, we're just giving you of why TikTokers will say the words YT when they're referring to folks of not as much melanin. That's the term that they have to use because TikTok will flag you for using the word white. Okay, so
Ninja. I'm so sorry.
Ninja. Yeah. No, that's true. No, Ninja is the I guess, what word am I looking for? There's the AKA of the N word.
Right.
So, but what's weird is the N word is a known derogatory term that YT people have used towards, not all, okay, so let me be clear, some YT people have used towards the Black community. So that's a known word, but it gets a little bit, there's a line, right? Because people of our community also use it. So they're just like, okay, nobody's going to use it. But the word white is the word white. So I don't know. I guess maybe it's the same concept, right? So people can use it in a derogatory manner. So I can understand why maybe they may flag it. And is that their way of evening the playing field? I don't know. TikToks, they can't use that word. And I forgot where I was saying, why I was saying that. Why was I saying that? Fuck. Why was I saying that?
Because it seems like, I think this is the angle that you were going. I think what you were saying was that they pick and choose what they consider to be a violation, and some violations that are reported, it will literally come back. No violation found. And you'll be like, what? How the hell is that not a violation? Yet they took my video down and I didn't say anything derogatory at all. There was nothing in my post that said anything about racism, gender, beliefs. Nothing in that video said anything about that. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, it was, and I watched it.
It was strictly about the episode, and it was trying to encourage people to go listen to it because of the importance of it, because I didn't realize the importance of it until she was so gracious enough to come on our humble podcast. So I was like, oh wow, I didn't know it was that deep. This is really deeper than I thought. She was a lot
amazing,
deeper, right?
Sorry, y'all. I am literally okay. So I am sick. I'm coming up on the tail end of being sick. So I'm feeling better. So if I'm sitting here like, I don't know where I was trying to go with this, it's because, yeah. Thank you, Janine, because that's where I was trying to go with. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I got you.
I was like, what?
Teamwork.
My brain was like, yeah, I don't know where you're going with this, but it was supposed to go somewhere. So I appreciate it. But you know what's funny? Like, we knew Peach was going to be amazing. How amazing was Peach? Like, it was phenomenal. Peach is phenomenal.
It was. I looked at what her goal was and her demeanor. Even how she articulated her words. I was just like in awe. I was like, oh, look, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was, I'm very honored, you know, that again, that she took the time to really explain it to us so we could explain it to the ousters, or coming on and actually verbally saying, this is what you need to be paying attention to. And this is what it is, you know, it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a gift.
I agree. And, you know, Peach, like, there were some things that I didn't necessarily know prior to the interview. And we purposefully said, we're not going to do our normal routine. When we cover a topic, we're going to go do some research. This time we purposefully didn't, because we wanted it to be very organic. And even if we didn't have, if we were having a hard time finding out what the hell to say, because sometimes it just be like that. We wanted it to be that way, so that way we were taking this information in with fresh eyes and ears from the person who started the moment, as she calls it, as Peach calls it, a moment. But we would call it more of a movement. I mean, Peach is trying to really get people to understand what's happening here. And I was so delighted to learn that Peach is a published author. And then when we spoke, it was like, okay, I can see why, because Peach is so well-spoken. So Peach is a published author, and you can clearly hear that in the interview. Peach knows how to talk, all right? So I could see why that could easily be translated, or how easily it's translated onto paper. Peach was a phenomenal guest, and we're so appreciative.
I am definitely in agreement with that. I also thought to myself, that might be some of what the problem is. And what I mean by that is someone like her, very well spoken, very well educated, can come across in such a way that it could be a threat to what their agenda is. So I could really see them feeling like, oh no, this could be a problem. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I could see why she would have to protect herself, her image, have other avenues to present herself and what and her opinions and her work, because I could see them trying to shut it down. Like, oh no, she could really make change for real. She could really draw attention to these things that, and that might hurt our pocket. And probably not even, when I really thought about what she would say, she was like, hey, wouldn't it be a whole lot cheaper to just hire someone to do this, to make sure that everyone is safe?
I'd be interested to know how much it impacted their revenue. But there's no way for us to really tell that, because, you know, we don't see the metrics of it. The way I would see like a long-term impact, if we, as a lot of TikTok users, just decide not to, like, you know, I'm not like, I don't have money to spend like that. So it's not like I'm spending a lot of money on TikToks, first of all. But even if I did, I don't know if I would, even more so now, I don't know if I would. Like, sometimes I'd be looking at TikTok shops and I'm like, I can't buy anything. Sorry, I'm on a budget, like a strict budget. So I window shop a lot and I don't know why I do that. But I don't, you know, I can't buy anything. So even if I did, I don't think that I'd be even more hesitant to, no matter how much I like what I'm looking at in front of me, I'd be more hesitant to do it, because I'm like, well, where's all this money going? And you can't even hire some moderators to really take a look at what's happening here. Because you can't have a grown ass man calling a young woman a girl, because that is, sorry, because that's something I have reported. I've reported that before. Like, some dude, you know, again, they weren't liking the conversation. I can't remember if it was what type of conversation it was, but he was like, look, girl. And I was like, yo. Even, it's not even racist. That is misogynist. I was like, you don't do that. So I reported it and it came back as no violation. But in the real world, a grown man calling a young woman girl is just disrespectful as fuck. Okay. And it's a very misogynistic thing to say to somebody. So because you don't like what she's saying, that's the, you can't use your words to come up with something better. Maybe like a logical argument for whatever the fuck the debate is. You got to come up with this simple shit, girl. So like, I've reported that. And like, I've reported other things that were had a heavy undertone of racism. That is where the ones that I really typically will report, because I'm like, no, that's racist. That shouldn't, you shouldn't be saying shit like that. And those, all 9 times out of 10, they have come back as no violation. And then I sit down and I wonder, I'm like, well, is it because maybe it's a computer and the computer wouldn't necessarily understand, like, it's not a person. So me as a person, if I saw that coming across my screen as a flag, I'd be like, yo, that shit is hella racist. Okay, flag the person, right? But if they have a computer doing this, a computer's not going to get the nuances of calling someone a girl or saying something that's has the racist undertones or those microaggressions. It won't catch that. Computers do not get that.
That is so very true. Like, I didn't even think about that, but that might be what it is. Maybe those computers, like some of the application processes are like that, right? So they pick up keywords in what you say on your resume or what you say in your application, and that's what determines on if you go to the next step, right? So they're probably trained to key in on certain things, but I'm pretty sure a girl wouldn't be one of them, because that means every time somebody says girl, it would be a violation. If I say, hey girl, right? Like, oh, violation. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's a very strong possibility that that's exactly what it is. And you really did just kind of give me my aha moment. Like, oh yeah, that probably is exactly why they can't see it for what it is, because it's not a person. It's computerized.
And, I suspect. No, I could right? be wrong.
Possibly.
But that's what she's saying. She's like, hire some people to actually moderate the shit. And let's take it a step further, right? Because I think this is something you said, well, maybe the people who will create this app, they're from overseas. So how the fuck would they understand all the innuendo that comes with being an American? If you have, you'd have to have someone who's an actual American to moderate it, to really understand what that looks like. And let me just say, you'd have to have a melanated person, part of the moderation team, to really understand, because not everyone's going to understand it, right? So, okay, that's why you have to hire some people to do that. And if you're an overseas company, you got to hire some Americans to help you. Like, I don't think...
Well, when you say hire some melanated people, I don't know if it... I mean, that would be great and good. Like, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because that may very well be a part of it, but at least hire somebody that really gets it. And I don't know if that definitely means a melanated person. I've seen some people like they say on TikTok, some YTs or Caucasians, that they get it.
That's true.
Right?
And so, but they don't have a full Black experience. So
they don't, but we can't say that they don't get it just because they don't have the full Black experience.
And even I don't. So I can't even claim, because I grew up with a Puerto Rican mom. Okay. So let me just say that there. And I think that's why I say it even more. I say that even more because, you know, our mother was Puerto Rican. There was shit that she wouldn't understand coming from Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rican culture is some, and, you know, this is very, very, very loaded. It's a very loaded conversation. But there are people in the Puerto Rican community who are just as tone deaf, and the Latino community who are just as tone deaf, and they don't see.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that's why I say that.
And so I, you know, had the pleasure of actually growing up with our grandmother who is, you know, African American or Black. But I grew up in a Spanish community, right? Initially, our neighborhood that we were in, right? And so I've experienced a prejudice or racism from
the Latino community. Go ahead and say it, girl. Go ahead and say it.
Like, it's you ain't quite one of us, but you ain't quite one of not. I don't know, you know, like, and even I can't, even when I relocated, like, I don't want to put where I relocated, because you know what I'm saying? But even when I relocated, there was really some people in, like, there was this one friend, well, I don't even call her a friend anymore, but there was this one lady whom I at one time considered her a friend, but she made me kind of sick on my stomach. And it was because I got tired of every time she would introduce me to her people, like her Latina community, or she would introduce me to her YT, because her husband was Caucasian. That's how she would introduce me. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't just say, hey, this is Jay, or this is Janine, or this is my coworker. She would be like, hey, this is Janine. You know, her mother is like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You know what that meant? That meant that that person's husband was talking shit about Black people, and she didn't want him to talk shit about Black people, but because you were okay, because you were half Latina. That's what that was. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it.
Introduce me this way. Like, why do you introduce me this way? Like, you can't just say, hey, this is my coworker, this is Janine. None of that. She always had to implement that I was biracial, that my mother was Puerto Rican, and it was offensive. Now, I don't, and you know this about me, I don't pick any culture over one, right? So I say without hesitation that I am biracial, that I'm mixed, that, you know, my mother's Puerto Rican, my father is Black, but I do identify more with our Black culture because that's who I was around, that's who raised me. Like, I don't speak Spanish very well. I I can understand it a more so than I can speak it, but like it's offensive to me as someone that is mixed that you want to try to separate. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like I'm a whole person and we're just not going to take out this one piece because that's what you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm Black. You know?
No, like, I do. Like, I understand. And that's kind of what, like, and that, you know, I don't want this to come across as me being reverse racism, because that's not what this is.
Right.
Maybe the better way would be, they need to really invest maybe in a United Nations type thing when it comes to their moderators, because they're not going to understand like what it's like to walk in the shoes of each individual culture. But you have to be actively conscious of that. And if you're making $11 million a day, do you really give a shit? No. All you want is that money.
And you can definitely afford, think about it. You could definitely afford to hire somebody in every freaking culture to make sure two or three of them, they could do shifts and you wouldn't miss a beat. And I think that's the part that she was really explaining. Like, listen, like, look how much money. I'm not really good at math. As soon as you talk about money, unless it's my dollars, like my budget, home, household budget, I just freeze up. Like, I can manage a household now. I'm trying to tell you, I can hold the bills down. I can do all of that. But math, it just is not my thing. If I can get away from it, if I could hire someone to do it, I would. I just do this because it makes my head hurt. And sometimes I even see them backwards. So please do this. So I'll be thinking I have $20 and not 0.02. So yeah, because I see shit backwards. So nonetheless, that's not a point. The point is, they can afford to do it. And I think that was another point that she was trying to get across. It's like, listen, there's no reason why you can't. You don't want to because you feel like it's cutting into your money. However, it's not cutting so much into your money that it can't be accommodations.
Or even just, you know, protect the people that are using your platform.
Correct. For safety.
I mean, Facebook does. They have people moderating some of those things that are getting flagged. Twitter did, but, you know, a certain person who probably should just fucking stay in tech and not worry about fucking social media because he felt like whatever he can handle better. You know, I would never buy a Tesla in my life is what I will say. But as soon as that person took over, did the racist shit not pick up again? At least Twitter was trying to fucking do some shit about it. But hey, you can do it better and all the racists come out, you dumb fuck. Fine. I don't want no beef with that dude, but that's just how I see it. I didn't use Twitter before because of that crazy orange ass man, and I won't do it now because of who owns it. How about that?
Yeah, I don't fool with that. I don't fool. First of all, if I'm being really like legit, I never really fooled with it a whole lot. I think when I had the photography business, I think I did try to invest some posts, especially when it came to my business, right? But I never really used it like that. I never really could see the hype behind it. And so I don't feel like I'm missing anything because I feel like I use so many of the other social media platforms so much that, yeah, I don't care. And, you know, like, it's not a big deal. And really, I didn't even, thank you for bringing that to my attention because I forgot all about that until you pointed that out. I really did. 100% forgot about that.
How they try to do something about it, or
no?
How it picked back up once?
Correct. Not only the change of hands. I forgot all about that whole thing as well. But
oh wait, it's formerly known as Twitter.
It is. It's no longer Twitter anymore. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you what I did. You're probably gonna laugh, and probably our ousters. I was probably going to laugh at this, but this is what happened. No, I can't make this shit up. So I was on my phone. You know how your phone does updates and all that kind of crazy stuff. Well, one day I'm trying to delete apps and stuff off my phone that I really don't use. And all I saw was this X. And I was like, girl, let me tell you about this shit. I was like, I don't remember downloading no damn X app. What the fuck is an X app? I've never even heard of this shit. And then it was like, log in. And I was like, how am I going to log into this shit? I don't even know what the fuck this shit is. Like, I was so confused, y'all. I need to pay attention. I don't know it. So what happened was, is I went ahead and uninstalled it. I was like, fuck, I don't know what the fuck this is. Then it hits me. Then I was like, that is right.
Those people.
But you know what? I never reinstalled it because I was like, I don't use this shit any damn way. So I don't really care. But I thought it was hilarious. That was my little slow elderly moment person type shit. Because I sure enough was looking at this like, how did this get on my phone? Like, what happened? I swear to God, I can't make this shit up. I was like, what's X? Then, yeah. Embarrassing, but hopefully it'll make somebody laugh. And maybe someone else can relate, and they turned on their phone and seen the X and was like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. But I'm hoping somebody else was as clueless as I was, because I was fucking clueless. But yeah, I never really used that avenue. But I've definitely done, of course, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and I think the reason why, and I know I've shared this in our previous podcast, the reason why I was so into Twitter is because the community, right? Like,
oh, Black Twitter. Yeah.
Right? Like the community, like,
it's pretty epic. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. And that's what really kind of drew me to it. And that's how come I was like, girl, TikTok. And you was like, TikTok? I don't fool with TikTok. And I was like, girl, TikTok. TikTok will be your life, girl. And then me and my friend at certain hours, they have like these lives that are like they be talking about child support and body counting, all kinds. So we call that the TikToxic. And girl,
it's fun to watch.
Okay, I'll send it to you so you can be like, what, boy? Yo, then women get mad about their body count and then men get mad about their child support. But I'm like, this is entertaining.
Oh, right? This morning I was like, no, I just want to get on TikTok. I just want some fucking fun. So I was like, let me drink my coffee. And I got on and then they were talking about Reese Tisa. There was some asshole in the comment. Oh, I got so angry. I called him an a-hole because he was like, he goes, I don't know. He would need to lie to get her. But this is what they were fucking asshole, right? This is what they were talking about. That's what he said. He was,
why would he chump. Lie to get her?
Why would he have to lie to get her? And they were talking. Thank you. You there. See that shit right there. And I said, what did I say? I commented. I said, you know what? That's a real jerk thing to say. That's what I said, but then he ignored my comment. I commented at him again because he repeated it again. Why would he have to lie to get her? And I was like, why would someone need a reason to be an a-hole? Is what I said.
That was good.
Because that was dual, right? I was like, you should know, asshole. Why do you need a reason? Why are you an asshole? But like that's some of the, you're right. Like there's something, that's what I'm going to say. There is something about our people that's real special and everyone wants to duplicate it, but no one wants to fucking live it. So I don't.
Profound.
I can't.
Girl, that was it right there. The girl can't be duplicated.
You can't. And it makes me angry. It's like, I know we're talking about this here, but it's all related. And I say that because there's something special about us. Okay. When you look at our people as a whole, like we didn't have a way, but we make a way. And we see that, and like that's in our DNA. Okay. But you see it every single time. And you see it how we live. Like, we didn't have a way, but our people found a way to survive, to get through it. And you see that in everyday life. And that's what you're seeing when you're on TikTok and you see these creators that are so fucking amazing. They're so fucking amazing. And these motherfucking assholes, you're making money off of these people who are amazing. Why can't you spend a couple of mil on hiring the right people so they're not attacked by doxing or stupid shit? Like, that makes me angry. You want to make money off of us. That's fine. Everyone's been trying to do it since fucking day one, since you brought us across the fucking ocean in ships, okay? And you're still trying to do it. And you want to make that money. But here we are, 2024, telling you that you need to offer some more protections for your BIPOC creators on this platform. And you still don't want to do shit. At least Facebook, for all their shit, at least they tried. I'm just saying. At least they try to do something. They just want you to spend money too. They all do. Mm-hmm. But at least they invented some fucking money to help with it. Girl, sorry. I gotta sit back for a second.
Like, you, those are your feelings, and I know exactly you're entitled to that, and I understand why exactly you feel that way. I just feel I was disappointed. I'm gonna be so honest with you. I was disappointed because I have always been a real advocate when it came to that particular social media platform, right? And I was an advocate, right? I want to say that particular one because I don't want to throw anybody off, but like when it came to TikTok, right? I was such an advocate, right? And I was an advocate because when you look at the other social media platforms, like let's look at Facebook and let's look at Instagram. A lot of them people you actually know, right? Some of those are families and friends, people that you went to high school with, people that you knew maybe in elementary school and y'all would retouch bases later.
Or not.
Or not. Girl,
excuse me.
I gotta tell you about that. And you know, Facebook is real messy because you know, Facebook sent me people that you may know, and you know who it was?
Girl, I'm afraid to ask. Girl, is that an offline conversation?
Girl, that it was go. I'll call that person what? I will ghost you because I ghosted that person. Remember? Do you remember? Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, let me think of it. What?
I'm still my okay. Praise. It's my praise.
The one that I needed, closure on, and I was like, "Yo, why?" Oh, that?
Okay. Oh,
so effing messy. I'm like, what people you may know, bitch? Y'all know I know him. Quit playing. Well,
yo, they be listening. If you guys don't know, there's always these devices be listening to your shit. If you there's no privacy, if you have a fucking cell phone, if you want 100% privacy. Turn your phones off, live off the grid, okay? That's the only way.
It's like, y'all motherfuckers know I know him. So you
don't act like you person. May.
You motherfucker. You dirty. Y'all shit. Y'all so fucking messy. Y'all
right.
Me. But anyway.
You're talking about the book.
Right.
Okay. Y'all know what the book is.
People you may know. You dirty some of a bitch. I can't
believe. And but don't do that.
Right. Well, that's true. They will too, but not like, I don't really feel like it's on the same as like Facebook. You know what
suggested
I'm saying?
Suggested followers.
Right. But, oh, y'all are messy. But anyway. A lot of those other platforms, these are people that you actually had some type of maybe paths crossed sometime, but they don't even support you like these perfectly, perfect strangers, mm-hmm. right? And that's the part, like on TikTok, a bunch of people that I don't even know, right? Supported my page, supported the page, supported Oust, supported even my other page, right? Like the follow train, the support that you get on it. So when Peach, you know, explained to us like on a different level, a deeper level, I was disappointed because, you know, that was my go-to because I feel like the community is so damn supportive. Like, if you support, listen, like, It's like an unspoken support. Like, I'm gonna give you a prime example. I don't know how it is for you, but that's how it is for me. So like, I go on my page and I'll see people that liked, reposted, commented on my stuff. The first thing I'm gonna do, because they do it to me, is I'm gonna go to their page. I'm gonna like, I'm a comment, I'm a share, I'm a add it to my favorites. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like an unspoken type of support and loyalty. Like, if I go to their page and I'm liking their stuff, they're on my page giving me the same support back, right? And I mm-hmm. feel like some of the other social media platforms are so not like that, right? And these are yeah. people that you know.
Yeah,
these good, are people true. That you feel like should support you, should like, should share, should repost, should be one of your biggest fans. But I've gotten more support from people that I don't know.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
You're right. You're right. That's one of the things that you're right is pretty, like that's what makes this stand out from the rest. Mm. And it's also very. There is something special about this platform. I will hands down say it's different. Like, you can post on the book or all these other places, you know, the former Twitter, whatever Twitter we use, whatever. You didn't have a lot of video content. And I honestly don't like, I know like the gram was kind of built as a offshoot of like the book, and it's more video centric, which is great. But there's something very special about the TikTok, because it does allow you to have your own platform in a sense within the platform. So you can go live, talk to other people, and really speak to other people. Like, I think that's what sets it apart from the other platforms, because you can literally, like, you can have debates about fun shit, serious shit, nothing shit, like, because you have those people who just do, you send them stuff and then they do funny actions, and there'll be thousands of people in the live just watching them do thank you for the gifts. Let me ride them like a cowboy. Get a cowboy hat. So like, it's a very special platform, and you can see why so many people gravitate towards it. And but you're making a lot of money, and enough money to be like, okay, let me come up off of some of these coins and get hire some moderators to protect certain things, whether it's children, you know, people of color, you know, the creators that are helping you make that $11 million. Yeah. I think, you know, sometime late last year, somewhere around the summer of 2023, I was starting to hear like a lot of talk about, and this is from the people on the right. Who's that? Let me make sure, because I sometimes get confused on the left, right, because whatever when it comes to politics. Okay, so like the politicians on the right who were very like, they were like, oh, you know, TikTok, they're stealing your data and all this other shit. And at the time when I first started hearing stories of them trying to like make laws in Congress to kind of about TikTok specifically, I was like, you know, is there real reasoning behind this? Because there's a lot of content creators on the TikTok platform that are not fans of some crazy orange guy. And like, I would see a lot of that stuff, and I had a thought and said, I wonder if the reason why it's coming from the right, that maybe is that part of the reason? Is it because of the orange man that they're trying to, there's a lot of people on the platform who have a lot of things to say about the orange man that they don't like. So I wonder if that was part of it. But maybe that's, you know, I think to a degree, maybe they're right. The right is right. Maybe. But the message is getting lost. Why? Because the right does some dumb shit. You can't trust half the things that they do. And considering who they're putting all their support behind, or they have put all their support behind, you know. So like, that message has gotten lost. Is it a dangerous place? Possibly. Because people are fucking stupid and people are crazy. But I just like it. I think that message may have gotten lost because who was trying to, you know, who was bringing it forth? These right people, the right people.
I definitely believe that sometimes things are missed because the messenger.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree. Because if the right person, I think if you was to give me a delivery on something, which you have, you absolutely have, right? So you tell me something versus somebody else is totally different. So sometimes we do miss out on things because whoever the delivery person is, like, who's telling you this? Yeah. Like, what? Like and sometimes that very well could be a bad thing, because sometimes it will really be a legit thing, but you can't see it because the right person ain't bringing it to your attention.
I could understand why it could be a security risk or a security hazard, because you do have people going on TikTok live. They're just going about their daily lives, you know, but there's a lot you can see in what someone does in their daily life, whether they're commuting work, are they driving? People do it, which is dangerous, by the way, but whatever. But there's a lot of, I guess, information you can gather from seeing someone on a live like that, right? So I do believe that there could be 100% a security risk. What are they doing with the data that they're collecting? Your locations, shit like that. What are they doing with it? But did that message get lost? Yeah, because of who was saying, hey, it's a security risk. And if people are getting doxxed, isn't that a security risk? Hell yeah. But it's hard for us to differentiate or be like, yo, I don't trust y'all, because you'd be coming up with some loads of bullshit and you support a bullshit motherfucker. In my personal opinion.
I concur. I'm just saying. I'm in agreement. It's true.
Again. The bullshit king.
Right.
King of bullshit.
I mean. Girl, did you see that video I sent you on TikTok? Girl, go look at it. Did you see it? I sent it to you this morning.
No, I didn't see it. Damn it. No, I was trying to get in my 5 minutes of Risa Tisa. The court is in.
Oh, let me tell you about that. Please.
Okay.
Please continue to support her on TikTok, right? Uh-huh. But I don't know if I'm supporting somebody that is just posting her stuff, or if I'm supporting her. So I got to try to find out. But
I'll send you her page. Okay,
send me her page, please.
Because there's someone who did a spoof for her page.
Okay, good. So I will her page so I can support her page. But I found her on YouTube. Well, I didn't find her. You know, your phone be listening in and they're like, oh, you want to watch her? Here she is. You can watch 1 through 10 and then 10 through 20 and then right there on YouTube. So I'm going to actually, y'all don't judge me, but when we finish this, wrapping this up, I'm going to try to do better. Because I really have been sucking lately. I really have. I got to get my shit together. But I'm going to turn it on YouTube or my TV, and then I'm going to walk a little bit on my treadmill. So I have to do something different. But that's a whole nother topic. I have to take care of, I have to do better. I'm getting older. I just have to do better.
I hear you, sis.
But I'm going to go watch her like right there on YouTube. So I don't have to go.
Actually, you don't even have to. I think if you go, she has it set in a playlist on TikTok. So if you just find the playlist, it'll be her page and it'll run consecutively.
Really?
On her playlist. Yep. So if you're concerned about her, the YouTube being someone else, you got to use her playlist. And I found someone else. I found another story and I haven't started listening yet, but if it's good, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, well, you told me about her. Cause didn't you send me a message about her and was like, hey, yo, this, her story kind of reminds me of, oh boy. Isn't that the one?
Yes. 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 It was Rita.
Like, hey girl, that ain't even your house. That ain't even your.
Don't give it away. People.
Okay.
I know it's viral. It's already viral on TikTok, but if you're like me, I'm like a week, maybe 2 weeks behind. So by the time I caught wind of this shit, I'm behind. But if you're anything like me, it might be a little bit behind the times. I sometimes can be accused of living under a rock. Just hashtag Risa Tisa. That is her account. And this is not a paid promotion. Let me be clear. This is just what everyone and their mama has been watching, even famous folk. All right?
Girl, everybody in on it.
Everybody. Just, you have to watch it, and watch it in consecutive order from episodes 1 to like 50. It's 8 hours of your day or time. That's what it equates to, about 8 hours and like 30 minutes. It was so good that I was at work, but I was listening while working. Okay. So you can do it. My job doesn't require a lot of brain power. I need my brain power to be for my schoolwork. So that's why I work while I work. So is there anything that really stood out? From that you can think, because it felt like there was so much shit that stood out from that episode that we were like, like our jaws were on the floor type moments. Yeah. What is your biggest takeaway? I think I should rephrase that. What's your biggest takeaway?
For me, it was, I can't get so caught up in all of the positive that I forget that it's more to it.
Mm.
And that's kind of how I was feeling. I was like, oh, I was so caught up in this particular place. Yeah. That mm-hmm. I cannot forget. I have to remember or remind myself that don't get so caught up that you're looking over some important things, or you're looking over almost kind of like sometimes you're in a relationship, right? And, you know, the first part of those relationship, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the honeymoon phase. Don't get so caught up that you miss all the red flags. And that, and so that's kind of how I felt. Like I was so excited about, almost blindingly excited because I, you know, into, you know, that platform, you know what I mean? Like that I didn't even realize certain things that I probably, oh, you know what? Yeah. So I think that was my personal takeaway.
I mean,
that's just not, again, like I said, that's just not just with that particular episode, but that's, it kind of made me associate that episode with other spaces. If you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do understand that. Oh, like getting caught up in all the fun stuff that you're missing some of the things.
Some of the others. Right. Yeah, this is fun. This is great. You know, this is a nice space. So much that we forget the ugly parts. Mm. Or like I said, or the red flags.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. Yep, I love that. Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's crazy that that was a takeaway from such an episode that didn't see it coming.
I didn't expect you to say that either. Like it translating to other, if I'm understanding you right, like it's translating to other areas, not just on social media. Huh.
Yeah, not just on social media, but just in general. We get so excited about, oh, look at this. This is new. This is fun. This is laughs and it's jokes and it has all of these positive things. And sometimes those positive things can blind us. I'm not saying that they're not good. I'm not saying that they're not what they are, but sometimes there's more to it than that. And that's the part. And that's the parts that we have to remember to not forget about.
Yeah.
It's not all funs and games. It's
yeah.
The poor burden out there. It's some not so good people out here. It's really life. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I didn't expect that. Oh, well, that's what we do. We do. Be challenging us ourselves to kind of look at these things. And I think that's probably, I wasn't expecting you to say this, so that kind of surprised me a little bit. But you're right. When we see how easily you can get sucked into a platform like TikTok and you'd be like, oh, this is so much fun, that we're missing things that are really important, like, you know, some basic needs, safety. Who needs safety? Right. Everybody. Yeah. But I think what I didn't expect you to say, how you saw this and you're able to kind of translate it to other areas and you're like, oh, okay. Well, I need to take that same mindset and not get caught up. That's pretty big. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about you after we had talked on, I forget what day it was, Thursday? Was it Thursday? It wasn't Friday. It was Thursday.
It was, no, we talked Friday, but we decided, remember, because I was like, ain't we supposed to be doing something later on tonight? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, but then we talked on Thursday too. Didn't we?
Huh. We did. We probably did. We do talk on a regular basis, so it's very possible that we talk both days, honestly.
Okay. Was it? Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, because I really had such a vent, right? Because I was like, yep, I know what's Friday. You want to know how I know it was Friday?
Yeah, because I was like, how come I got to work? Right? So like, okay, it's 2:30. And you're like, okay, I got to call you back. That was Friday. You're right. Okay. Whew, okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to say that. But I think Let me move closer to the mic. Sorry, I started to get real comfortable and I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this fucking audio sound shitty. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. But I can see that. And I don't think, I don't know if I have a huge takeaway. I mean, my biggest takeaway is like, Peach is amazing. I'm so happy that she came. That was my takeaway. I think, because I've always had a healthy skepticism of social media. And there was a point, like, when before TikTok existed and Facebook was the thing, there was a point when I realized that I didn't like how people act on social media. They're a little bit more braver to say shit that they wouldn't say to your face or, you know, say to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I find that sometimes that's what I learned about Facebook specifically. And that's what really made me take steps back from it. I'm not saying I was never a part of that. So let me just be clear. I may have said shit, but I remember saying to myself, yeah, I don't really like this. So I'm going to kind of dial it back when it comes to social media, because we can all do it without even realizing it. We can all play a part when it comes to the things that we're posting on social media. So it's very easy to act like an asshole.
Yeah, and keyboard. What was that behind the keyboard?
Keyboard warriors.
Look at you, you little keyboard warrior. You just say what you think, huh?
Right.
That's
so I just
feel like there's no consequences.
Right. And that's what strangers for sure, people you know for sure.
Yeah.
And they be doing some like, you know, subliminal shit. I'm like, I don't know who this is about, but you should probably address this with the person directly. Like, I understand it can be used for a place to vent, sure. But where it gets kind of tricky is you could be talking about any number one of your people and they don't know who's who. So I hope you've had this conversation with the person that you're having an issue with.
Could have it. Yep. Yeah.
Because nothing is going to be solved. Nothing is going to change unless you hash it out with that person. And if it can't be changed, social media is not going to help. A therapist will.
Right.
I'm not being shady. I mean, legit. I'm talking from experience here. So, but I realized that a long time ago. And even when I realized I had to use it, girl, you're going to have to use social media to help promote your business. That's going to suck. It never felt fully comfortable for me. TikTok is a little bit different because one, I'm really not promoting my business on it. And I am trying to do stuff. I'm not promoting my business on it, but I just get to have fun with it. I'm really not. Our family is not, you know, you are the only one. Oh, Barbara is too. I'm sure she'd be okay with me saying her name. But very few, I'm not friends with all of our family when it comes to social media either, on TikTok specifically, because I don't want the same old shit from Facebook coming off across to TikTok. Like, I'm here for some fun, not for some bullshit. But I forgot where I was going with this. Okay, so I've always had that healthy skepticism when it came to social media, and that started with Facebook. And it was really hard for me to try to embrace using social media for my business because I really felt, a part of me felt like, man, I feel so fake doing it because I hate fucking Facebook and I don't want to do this because it wasn't true to me in trying to promote a business. So I've always had a healthy skepticism, which started with Facebook, but TikTok is different because I did use it primarily for entertainment value with the exclusion of the podcast. Yeah, we have our podcast pages, but I do more work on my personal page because that's where I'm having fun. Do you know what I mean? But I've never been caught up in. So anyway, so like I've had that healthy skepticism. So I wasn't fully surprised. It didn't shock me with some of the things that she was saying because I was like, yeah, I guess I could see it. And here's the case in point. You had an example of it right after we'd recorded the episode. I'm not shocked by all of this. But there were parts where it was like, holy cow, they let this slide? But $11 million later? So I guess like I don't have like a standout moment. I guess it didn't. Some of it shocked me, yes. But then at the same time, I wasn't surprised. I think the biggest standout was Peach. And what an amazing person Peach is. The light she brought to the conversation was beautiful. I can imagine how that comes across in real life like that. And that's why we do what we do. When we were done recording that episode, my biggest takeaway was really more to the effect of this is why we do this podcast, because we get to meet people hear their stories, hear what they're about, and then we get to share it on the podcast with all of our listeners. That was my biggest takeaway. Yes, the education that we received from it was 100% important, but Peach was the takeaway for me. And this is why we do what we do. Yeah, I know that was long-winded. I'm sorry. My brain is still scrambled.
No. That was absolutely right, because I remember saying about the be better when you leave each other. Like, that was so her.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get it. So, Ousters, thank you so much for being our listeners. We appreciate you. And that's why I believe this episode is going to be the Thank You Fest. That's going to be the title. We kind of came up with it already in the previous episode, because at the end of the episode with Peach, we were like, oh, we're so appreciative. Thank you so much. And Peach in return was like, oh, thank you. It was like a thank you fest. So this episode here is dedicated to Peach. Thank you fest.
Yep.
Well, that's it, Ousters. That's all we have in this for today. We appreciate you. Thank you so very much. We are getting close to the season finale, all right? So please stay tuned. As much as we love doing our podcast, life be lifing. And yes, we all need to take a break every now and then. It's going to help us be better in the next season. So season finale is coming soon. So stay tuned, all right?
And as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you to all our day ones and our newbies. And we cannot grow without you. So please, we welcome that feedback and we appreciate you guys so much.
All right. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.